All right, so the last time I attempted to record, unfortunately I was in too poor of a reception area for it to work. So that sucks for everybody who was not able to hear the best episode ever, which was two friends of mine and myself interpreting the lyrics to Good Day by Ice Cube. So, but I did manage to Google a pretty good analysis, so if you are curious and have your own thoughts, go ahead and Google that. Otherwise, I would love to attempt to do that again, because that was a very insightful session, if I do say so myself. So, this time around, kind of going along with the food theme, I'm going to make this one brief, because I want to make sure that it's digestible for everybody. I'm going to just talk about nomenclature, which, is a fascinating topic for me as far as food is concerned. So, like, why are we allowed to call certain foods certain things? What are the rules? Where did these names come from? The first example that comes to mind would be a tomato. Why is it that we all want to call it a vegetable when it's actually a fruit, a berry, no less? Is it because it doesn't taste sweet, and fruit tastes sweet, which really categorically just isn't true? Fruit is basically anything that, it's an actual category, but there are a lot of things that are fruit that are nutrition storage units on plants and trees. So, for example, you know, a pineapple is a fruit. That's a very specific kind of fruit. I think it might actually be a berry as well. I need to brush up on all of that, all those words and what means what. So there's berries, fruits, seeds, seedlings, roots, and bulbs. But there's actually nothing that is a vegetable per se, at least botanically, which I find fascinating. Like, what is a vegetable? Is a vegetable just a piece of vegetation, which is something that just comes off of a plant that isn't necessarily storing water and nutrients, but does hold a lot? Anyway, I don't know. We're going to look into that another time. What we want to talk about today is, what the hell is a hot dog? What is a hot dog? And why are we calling it a dog? Which is creepy because, you know, a 1950s or whatever, the hot dogs that we all know and love are made of like a mishmash of things, which none of us are brave enough to really look into what mechanically processed meat is. We just accept it, close our eyes, and eat it. That's what we all do. A hamburger, that's got, you know, an origin in a place, hamburger, but why do we put it between a bun? When you're looking at a pub menu, for example, and you look at sandwiches, you overlook it because it's always going to have like bread with meat and cheese and lettuce and tomato and mayo. That's just what a sandwich is to us. We refuse to accept it as anything else. But then you see burgers under sandwiches and your brain is like, what? What's happening? Burger's its own menu. And then you wonder, why aren't there hot dogs anywhere? I found out recently that Five Guys carries hot dogs, which I'm thrilled about. We all know that Sonic has hot dogs. But anyway, my main question here is, what makes a hot dog a hot dog? If this was an actual podcast with an actual fan base, I would make this the beginning of my podcast. Be like, hey, this is what we're going to talk about today, and I would have a guest speaker. I would have someone from Hormel, probably, come in. I would have someone from Oscar Mayer. I'd have a panel. I'd have a guy from Oscar Mayer, a lady from Hormel, gotta be inclusive, and then somebody from Jimmy Dean Sausage, just to throw a wrench in there. Like, what do you think? You don't put breakfast sausage links in buns? Why not? Why not have a little carb loading for breakfast? Why wouldn't you put a sausage link in a bun? Why would you put a hot dog in a bun? It's exactly the same concept. And what is it? Which one came first, the hot dog or the bun? Did someone create that bun for the hot dog? Or did someone start putting mechanically processed meat into little tubies to fit the bun? And Is it a sandwich? That's the underlying question here. Is it a sandwich? I want to hear your thoughts on this. You can tweet at me. Is that the correct Twitter at me? It's defeat01. You can take a picture of your feelings and send it to @myrabbitisadog on Instagram. Use either one of those platforms to communicate to me what your thoughts are. My friend Amintha, shout out to my girl, who can basically rock the best eye makeup that I've seen and also have the best hair at the same time. Only her and Lindsay Barton hold those status symbols in my brain. It's very impressive, beautiful. But anyway, so she was the one who begged the question, is a hot dog a sandwich? Which, gosh, as if I didn't have enough to worry about, Amintha. So anyway, tweet me or Instagram me your thoughts. @myrabbitisadog on Instagram and defeat01 on Twitter. I am very much looking forward to hearing about it.